Now there were in that same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the longest night, the first rays of a new age shine upon us. Conceived on the first of spring, and born at the winter solstice with its increase of light. He is the most ancient, the firstborn of creation, yet newly born, he is the youngest among all creatures. He is the greatest of all, King of Kings, Revelation 17:4. Yet he is the most humble. For who can say he laid aside a heavenly scepter to enter a life of homelessness, to become a person of no account, and to die a condemned beggar? He was born among shepherds, deemed the lowliest among people. Yet were they first to receive the tidings of angels. He was laid in a feeding trough midst dung-stained hay and the mud of barnyard animals for a decent crib and warm surroundings had they none. Many would follow this man unaccountably, whom the world esteemed not. They must give up their claims on life, he tells them, in order to receive life abundantly. They must strive to be least of all in order that they might inherit a marvelous kingdom. There would be no great leader among his followers, for the more they aspired to upward mobility, the greater their humiliation would be. And except for one, they would all be martyred. Who is this mysterious child? What can his message mean? Turn back from where you are going, he will say. Turn away from the world of ego, of position, of many possessions. I will show you something far greater. I tell you, you will walk among angels. You will converse with the children of the Most High. And you will recline amongst pleasant groves with the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.